Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, November 20th, 2020. Welcome to Day 1401. Republican legislative leaders from Michigan met with Donald Trump at the White House ahead of the state's canvassing board meeting on Monday, when the election results are expected to be certified. Details of the meeting with Mike Shirkey, leader of the state Senate, and State House Speaker Lee Chatfield are unclear. Trump and his campaign have openly floated the idea that the Board of Canvassers should choose not to certify the results, forcing the state legislatures to appoint new electors who would overturn the will of the voters. All 83 counties, however, have certified their vote counts, giving Biden a 156,000-vote margin of victory. The State Board of Canvassing is scheduled to meet on Monday to certify the final state tally. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, meanwhile, refused to acknowledge President-elect Joe Biden's victory during her first press briefing since October 1st and since Trump lost the election, and she denied that Trump had invited officials from the Michigan State Legislature to the White House as part of an advocacy meeting. Rudy Giuliani was involved in arranging the meeting, but won't attend after being exposed to the coronavirus. His son, Andrew Giuliani, a White House aide, tested positive for COVID-19. Trump has also expressed interest in inviting Republican state legislators from Pennsylvania to the White House for a similar meeting. The state of Georgia, meanwhile, certified its general election results, then issued a correction saying that certification is still ongoing and that a staffer, quote, sent out the wrong press release, end quote, but then officially certified the results. The certification ensures that Biden will receive the state's 16 electoral votes. The certification followed a hand recount of all of the state's 5 million votes, which was requested by the Trump campaign. The recount found that Biden beat Trump by more than 12,000 votes. Moving on, the United States reported a record high of more than 185,000 new coronavirus cases, a record number of hospitalizations, and more than 2,000 deaths. Less than 3 weeks ago, the United States reported 100,000 daily coronavirus cases for the first time. Dr. Deborah Birx, White House coronavirus coordinator, said, quote, "This is faster, it is broader, and what worries me is it could be longer," end quote. Health experts and epidemiologists added that the U.S. has not yet seen the peak and that the worst is yet to come. Meanwhile, Pfizer asked the FDA for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine after results showed that it was safe and 95% effective. The process is expected to take a few weeks, and an advisory committee meeting to review the vaccine has been tentatively scheduled for early December. Emergency use authorization would allow limited groups of Americans to get the vaccines before the FDA has completed the typical approval process. However, the Trump administration vaccine distribution team says it will not brief Biden's transition team and that it has, quote, no plans to do so, end quote. Trump's unwillingness to share plans with the incoming administration, quote, risks President-elect Biden's team not being ready on day one to implement the plan or make adjustments to it, according to Senator Chris Murphy. Biden, meanwhile, called Trump's refusal to concede, quote, incredible irresponsibility, an incredibly damaging message being sent to the rest of the world about how democracy functions, end quote. Meanwhile, Biden named four more officials to his White House posts, and Judge Merrick Garland is under consideration to serve as his attorney general. Louisa Terrell was named director of the White House Office of Legislative Affairs. Kathy Russell was named director of the White House Office of Presidential Personnel. Carlos Elizondo was named White House Social Secretary, and Mala Adig was named Policy Director for Jill Biden. Garland joins former U.S. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, former Civil Rights Chief Deval Patrick, and former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones, among others, on Biden's shortlist for Attorney General. Moving on, the Census Bureau will not be able to produce the state population totals that are required to reallocate seats in the House of Representatives until after Trump leaves office in January. In July, Trump said that he wanted to remove unauthorized immigrants from the count, which would leave an older and whiter population as the basis for divvying up House seats, shifting the number of House seats held by Republicans over the next decade. Census Bureau Director Steve Dillingham cited anomalies discovered in the processing that could delay the report past the January 20, 2021 timeline. In New York, two separate state fraud investigations into Trump and his businesses have expanded to include about $26 million in consulting fee tax write-offs, some of which went to Ivanka Trump. The two inquiries, a criminal investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney and a civil one by the State Attorney General, are being conducted independently, but both offices issued subpoenas to the Trump Organization in recent weeks. In a 2017 disclosure Ivanka filed when joining the White House, she reported receiving payments from a consulting company that she co-owned, which totaled $747,622, the exact same amount matching consulting fees claimed as tax deductions by the Trump Organization. Ivanka called the investigations harassment, quote, motivated by politics, publicity, and rage, end quote. And finally, the U.S. Supreme Court postponed a planned hearing into congressional efforts to see Robert Mueller's secret grand jury material from his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The House Judiciary Committee said the status of the case has changed because of the election, and that Biden and the new Congress should decide whether to pursue the grand jury material. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.